USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
This week's subway shooting in New York. The NYPD reported 10 people were shot, 5 of them hospitalized in critical but stable condition, and 13 others were injured in the panic. 62-year-old Frank James turned himself in and faced a federal judge Thursday. Mr. James did not enter a plea and is being held without bail. His attorney is reminding New Yorkers not to jump to conclusions.
Initial press and police reports in cases like this one are often inaccurate.
Freddie Mac data is revealing buying a home has rates surging at a price not seen since 1987. The average price on a 30-year fixed mortgage hit 5% this week. Russia's defense ministry is reporting that the Moskva cruiser, the flagship of its Black Sea Fleet, has sunk. Ukraine says it hit it with missiles. Russia claims it was an accidental fire that ignited ammunition. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allen Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
Australia levies more sanctions against Russia for its invasion of Ukraine. Wendy King reports.
Australia has announced additional sanctions against more than a dozen state-owned companies. It also continues to levy punitive measures against the Kremlin over its war in Ukraine. The sanctions target 14 state-owned companies, including defense-related entities KAMAZ, as well as shipping companies Chevmash and United Shipbuilding Corporation. Australia has imposed sanctions against some 600 individuals and entities since Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that looks for the virus in your breath. The Inspector COVID-19 breathalyzer, about the size of carry-on luggage, is very portable, and it can give results in less than 3 minutes. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
After 2 years of think tanking, a new report by the National Bureau of Economic Research is grading states on how they fared with dealing with the pandemic. The report factored the effects of each state's healthcare system, education system, and economy while grading their response to the virus. Dr. and retired Texas politician Ron Paul on his Twitter account weighs in on the report.
California and New York were the worst dealing with COVID. I mean, shocking, shocking. But the shock is, hey, those, especially in California, they don't seem to care. Yeah. You know? But this is a real shocker. Florida did one of the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that is really strange. But we knew that something, these statistics would come out, because we argued that Florida was on the right track. Did they do everything exactly right? No, they're going to come up short. But I don't get too upset with this, because I accept the principle that the commies are never going to have perfect socialism, and we're never going to have perfect liberty. But we have to have a concept of liberty, because that to me is the important thing, to be able to sort out truth and fiction.
The Internal Revenue Service announced the filing deadline to submit your 2021 tax returns, or an extension to file and pay your taxes owed, is Monday, April 18th for most taxpayers. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.